Man, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about enlarging our capacity to receive. Amen. Faith, and Pastor said something a while ago that got me to thinking about faith in what you believe will increase your capacity to receive what God has promised. Amen. So we're going to be talking about enlarging our capacity to receive what God has promised us in His Word. Amen. Today I want to share a word with you that was given to the church last year by Dr. Childs, Jim Childs, Prophet Childs, Jim. And it's been really stirring in my spirit for the last few weeks because it's so relevant to where we're at right now as a church. And I shared the whole word last week in the Sunday handout, and I shared a portion of it today. And we're going to start out by reading that, and I'm going to share some scriptures with you this morning. We're just going to have a really good teaching on enlarging our capacity to receive from God. You know, you can have four or five different containers, and every one of them is different. Each one holds a certain capacity. How large is your capacity to receive what God's Word says? Amen. So the word is, take up the treasures of heaven. Have you not seen, do you not perceive, that I, your breaker, have broken through on your behalf, and that I, your breaker, have laid at your feet those things that you have need of? In days of old, when nations were conquered, the spoil was taken and laid at the feet of the king. But I have made you more than conquerors, in that I, your breaker, have won the victory and have laid at your feet the treasures of heaven. Amen. But you must take them up. That's where our responsibility comes in. Amen. But you must take them up and receive them to yourself. Once again, I, your breaker, do break through your mindsets and traditions that have boxed me out and boxed you in to the degree that it's become hard for you to receive or even believe that I would move on your behalf. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for I have set you free from those things that have restricted, so that you might enjoy the pleasures of my kingdom. Amen. The word tells us in Isaiah 54, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch forth. The curtains of your habitation, spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, or you'll break forth on the right hand and on the left. And this is a passage of scripture that I read last Sunday, and it's so awesome, and I wanted to read it again. It's 2 Peter 1:7, the Passion Bible translation says, everything we could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us by His divine power. For all this was lavished. I just love that word. Lavished. It's just poured out all over you. And the only thing that limited us is what we think in our mind. That's our only limitation. For this was lavished upon us. What was? Everything that's been deposited in us by His divine nature. And all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing Him, who has called us by name and invited us. He's invited us to be partakers of His divine nature. Amen. To come to Him through a glorious manifestation of His goodness. Last week we talked about walking in the abundance of God. The abundance of God is all of God's goodness lavished upon us. Amen. As a result of this, that has already been deposited in us by His divine power, lavished upon us, as a result of this, He has given us magnificent promises that are beyond all price. Why? So that through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience partnership. God wants us to be in partnership with Him. Amen? With the divine nature by which you have escaped the corrupt desires of the world. Hallelujah. And 2 Corinthians says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through Him the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. God wants to manifest His glory through you, through His promises for His glory. Amen. For our benefit, but for His glory. The scripture in Isaiah 54 that we read, you go back there and you begin to study it. God was speaking to the children of Israel, the discouraged exile people, who only seen barrenness and lack of fruitfulness in their lives. If we are experiencing lack of fruitfulness and barrenness in life, it's not because there's a lack in heaven. And it's not because there's a lack in us. We've not enlarged their capacity to believe and to receive those things that have been deposited in us. So He's exhorting us, challenging them through the prophet Isaiah to take a bold step of faith. Sometimes you have to just give what you've not given before. Sometimes you just have to step out and do what you've not done before. Amen? And he was exhorting them, prophet Isaiah was exhorting them and challenging them through him to take a bold step of faith and enlarge their capacity, because their current position is not permanent condition. And that's where the enemy wants to come in and discourage us, because of our current position sometimes is contrary to what we know the promises of God says. But he wants to encourage somebody today to tell you that your current position is not your permanent condition. Yeah. Amen. 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 Just because you're where you are right now doesn't mean it's going to be that way forever. Yeah. Amen. So he's telling them to create more room. He says, you need to create more room than where you're at right now. He says, spread not and don't hold back. Amen. I think some righteous people need to stand up. Yeah. Amen. And begin to speak forth what they know God has said with some boldness, yeah, with some clarity. Amen. In other words, give me space and I'll fill it. Are we giving God enough space in our life, or are we filling it with a lot of other things instead of giving God some space to work with? Amen. So you've heard it said, and I've said it before in messages, you know, take God out of the box. And I was thinking about that, and I heard so quickly and so plainly, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and He said, what makes you think you could confine me to a box? It was like a lightning bolt hit me. I'm telling you, God is not in a box. And help, and I hope I have to never say that again, or I never want to say that again. God cannot be confined to a box. And I immediately thought of the scripture in Psalms where it says, talks about God sitting in on the circle of the earth. It's Isaiah 40:22. It is He who sits above the circle of the earth. If God is in a box, it's because you have put Him there. But I'm here to tell somebody, He's not confined to a box. If anybody's in a box, it's the church folks that have not let themselves out. They've got themselves boxed into a certain area. Nobody can get in, not even God. But I'm here to tell you, God's not in a box. We are sometimes, amen, because of our capacity, our failure to allow ourselves full capacity to receive what God has said in His Word. So we need to get out of that box that held us back. Because the Word says, the prophet gave us, he said, your breaker do break through. I, your breaker, do break through your mindsets and traditions that have boxed me out and boxed you in to the degree that it's become hard for you to receive or even believe that I will move on your behalf. And he says, and the prophet goes on to say, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for I have set you free. Somebody's been set free today of the box that you have created around you. I don't know what's happened that's caused you to get boxed in. Amen. But the Spirit of the Lord is here to set you free today. Amen. And those box sides are coming out, coming open, and you're coming out. into a new day.
Amen.
Amen. You're coming out to a new dimension that you've not walked in before.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So strengthen. Strengthen yourself. Amen. Enlarge the borders of your tent. Ecclesiastes 5 says, yes, we should make the most of what God gives us, both the bounty and the capacity to enjoy it. God wants you to enjoy your life. And when you have yourself boxed in by traditions and the things that have boxed you in, you are not going to enjoy life. Amen. But he says God wants you to give you both the bounty, the overflow, the abundance, all of his goodness lavished upon you so that you can enjoy life. Amen. So enlarge, stretch, do not hold back. Lengthen and stretching. So God, strengthen. God is telling us to increase our capacity to believe that his promises are yes and amen for our benefit and for his glory, that we can live an abundant life in this earth now. Amen. So last week we ministered on walking in the abundance that God gave us. And we read from John 10:10 where the word says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But he said, I've come that you may have, enjoy life, and have it all abundance, till the full, till it overflows. That sounds like a big capacity. Amen. So the thief, and we went on to say, I want to say this again today. The thief does not come to steal something from someone that does not have anything. And last week we talked about when a thief is out there looking for a place to rob, it's usually not just a random thing, but he's out there scoping his territory out. He doesn't go to the shabbiest part of town and the rud part of town to get what he's after. He's going to go to the best part of town where the nicest houses are, the nicest cars are, because he knows there's something that he can steal. And I said last week, you've got to be more convinced of the Word of God over your life than the enemy is. He already knows what's in heaven. He already knows that all heaven's been given to you. He already knows what's in you, because when he sees you, he sees a jewel. He sees the anointing of God. He sees Jesus. Amen. So if he could keep us boxed in and not enlarge our capacity to receive, amen, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So he wants to keep you from the truth of the word that God desires for his sons and daughters to walk in abundance. Walking in abundance is allowing and enlarging the capacity around you to receive all of God, what God's word says. So I really believe that God is saying by his Spirit to us today, you need to clear some ground. You need to make some space to walk in the abundance.
Amen.
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 Somebody needs to receive that right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You need to clear some space. You need to make some ground.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Spread out, think big, use plenty of rope, drive the tent pegs deep. Pegs back then was the foundation of their tents in which they lived in. And the pegs were driven in the ground, so that was the stability of the tent. It was what held the tent up. Buildings started building on foundation, and the foundation is what held the buildings up. And 1 Corinthians says, 3:11, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is our foundation. And when we build and we enlarge our capacity on the truth of this word, we're building a good foundation. We're driving those pegs in the ground. Amen. We're strengthening our lives, strengthening ourselves to receive that word and to walk in it. It's time to stop thinking small. It's time to stop dreaming small. It's time to stop speaking small. It's time to stop imagining small. We are building that's been built on a strong foundation. You are the temple of God. Amen. And he dwells in you. So why not here? Why not you? And why not now? We're here. And we see this place filled with people that have been saved and delivered from drugs, from prostitution, from pornography, from abuse. Yes. I see people rejoicing,
yes.
running,
yes.
singing
yes.
for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. What are you seeing? Do you see yourself enlarging? Because when you begin to enlarge, you're going to have so much that it's going to overflow. Overflow. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something is stirring in the atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Because you cannot give what you don't have, but you have, so therefore you can give. Amen. Walking in the overflow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I heard Gloria Copeland say a few weeks ago, if you can believe it, God can produce it. The issue is not with heaven or not with God. The issue is with our capacity to receive it. If you can see it, God can produce it. Amen. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him, in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within you, God's power is at work within you. When you start believing what you have in you, his power has been made available to you to start that to working in you. Amen. Start that to working in you. Glory to God. According to the power that is at work within us, he is able to of his purpose and do super abundantly, far more above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. The Passion Translation says, never doubt God's mighty power in you to accomplish all of this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream. What has come and stolen that dream from you? I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, or 7. God's not finished with you until you go through the pearly gates. Amen. What has stolen the dream from you? Who has boxed you in and said that you can't? When God's already said that you can. Never doubt God's mighty power to work you and to accomplish all of this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. God, your power is constantly energizing us. Your power is constantly energizing us. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, in another translation, it says, as far as possibilities go, everything is possible for them that believe. What are you believing? That we're sons and daughters of an unlimited God who desires to live big in us. He desires to produce big in us. Enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge in the Hebrew. Ooh, now get this. A large in the Hebrew means to grow large in influence. It means prosperity in every sense of the word, body, soul, and spirit. Widen, to go beyond, to make more room, to increase your capacity, to break out, to break through, to expand, go further, occupy new territories. Not limits, no boundaries. Thinking big, broadened, and robust.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh. The image of expanding the tent, when I read that, reminded me of a scripture in Genesis about Abraham and the covenant that God made with Abraham, who dwelled in tents, and God called him outside to count the stars as a sign of his promise to him. Genesis 15:4-6 says, and the Lord brought Abram outside his tent into the night and said, Abraham, I want you to look. toward the heavens and count the stars, if you're able to count them. And he said to him, so numerous shall your descendants be. Abraham believed, affirmed, trusted, relied on, and remained steadfast to the Lord. And he, God, accredited to him as righteousness, doing right in regard to God and man. Abraham, I gave you a promise. You're going to have to get outside your tent because that place where you're dwelling at is too small to show you what I want to do. So that's why sometimes you've got to step outside of the box that you've got yourself boxed in. And that's the reason sometimes God doesn't show us a bigger picture. It's because we've confined ourselves to that box. And he said, get outside of that thing, because what I want to show you is so big, it's not going to fit in the area of the space that you've given me. So, Abram, get outside of where you are, because that which I'm going to through you cannot be confined to the size of the tent you're living in. Woo! Abram at that time, enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you'll break forth on the right hand and on the left. And then later on, we know that God changed Abram's name to Abraham. Amen. And when we choose to get outside that box, people's going to look at us and they're going to see someone. And they're going to be able to say to you, you're blessed. You're highly favored now. Your name's been changed to not what was, but to what is. Amen. The tent you're living in is too small to contain what I'm going to do through you. Enlarge the place of your tent. And then the word tells us, as I read, that Abraham just believed what God told him to be of truth. He trusted and he remained steadfast to God. Abram enlarged his capacity by believing what God told him. Notice that God called him out of his tent into the night. You know, and how many knows that God can speak to you in the night season, in the dark seasons of your life. And he can begin to say, this is what I want to do through you. Don't allow your situation at this time. It's not your permanent condition. Look beyond that. Look up, Abram. That's where we need to be looking and not down. Amen. We need to be looking up. Amen. Enlarging your capacity to receive, you have to be willing to step outside of the tent. You have to be willing to step outside of where you are at the moment, no matter how comfortable it is. Because we like that place of comfort, because in that place we can have control. And we as humans like to be in control, because when we're in control, we know how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how to make it happen. Amen. And sometimes we have to get so uncomfortable where we're at that we won't change more than that comfort that we're experiencing at the moment. Amen. Stand inside the tent when God says, come outside, I want to show you what I desire to do through you. Mindsets, not wanting to change. Stand in the tent, I have control. That's not faith. Because what faith sometimes don't make no sense. Because if you can figure it all out, how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and how to make it happen, that's not faith. Stepping outside requires great faith in a great big God that has made that promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Traditions have always done it this way. God has set us free. The prophet told us God has set us free from those things. We understand that God wants to bless us exceedingly abundantly. And one thing we've got to know is that the kingdom of God is never short of resources. I feel like this thing is trying to bite me. The only limitations we have is in our minds. And you know, a lot of times we've been conditioned to believe what we believe. We've been conditioned to believe what we believe. One thing we'd always pray, Lord, let me have a teachable spirit, because even as much as I know, I still don't know much. Always have a teachable spirit to learn, then line it up with the Word. I'm open to be taught. Amen. I don't want to be so conditioned by religion and by the traditions to not be willing to change. All of us that have received the grace message, what if you've been so conditioned? I've seen people so conditioned that they would not change and receive the grace message, and they're still in that state of trying to get what they've already got. There's no shortage in heaven. He'll never run out of God's promises and provisions for us and to us as His sons and daughters. I want to read you a couple of stories in the Bible. 2 Kings 4:6 says, "When the vessels were all full, she said to her son, 'Bring me another vessel.' And he said to her, 'There's not one left.' Then the oil stopped multiplying." Why? Because she just had a limited amount of containers to pour the oil into. What if the containers kept multiplying? Whoo! My goodness. The oil stopped multiplying when she no longer had the capacity to capture it in the jars. She came and told the man of God. He said, "Go sell the oil, pay your debt. You and your sons will live on the rest." So the woman was able to pay all her debts, save her sons from being taken by the creditors. Fill. Enlarge. Keep putting out those containers. Keep believing. Keep stepping. Woo! Mm-mm-mm. However, if she had more jars, she would have had a greater capacity to receive. And when you expand your capacity to give and to receive, you enlarge your blessings to flow. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together. Amen. Enlarging your capacity to receive is not just about you. It's so that you can have an overflow to bless other people with. Whether it's finances, whether it's love, whether it's laying hands on them for them to receive healing. The children of Israel, what about them? They wandered in the desert, the wilderness of 40 years, on a journey that should have only took them about a week, 2 weeks. 40 years! And they never developed the capacity to receive, to believe, and to act on the word that God gave them. Why? Because they kept looking back and they wanted to go to what was. And as long as we continue to look back to what was, we'll never enlarge our capacity to receive. Because the promises of God are out there, not back there. Amen? Only two of the original Israelites that started out who came out of Egypt entered the promised land. Because I believe they developed their capacity to say, God says we're going to the promised land. I'm going to believe what He said and I'm going to enlarge my capacity to receive that. And they were all, the rest of them was always wanting to go back. To increase your capacity, you've got to learn to take God at His word. And like we said before, think beyond your present circumstances. Because that doesn't define who you are. Amen. Luke 5:1-2, Jesus was standing by the lake. People were crowding around listening to the word. He was teaching the people. And there were two boats there left by the fishermen who washed their nets. They got finished and so they was going to the house. He got in one of the boats. One belonged to Simon Peter and asked him to put out from the shore a little bit. And so he sat down in the boat and he began to teach the people. How many knows that miracles always happen preceding the word? Why? Because it gives the people something to believe. It gives people the truth of what to believe. So I believe that he knew he was supposed to sit there to teach, because Peter and them needed to learn a lesson that day. Finding out what's in here enlarges your capacity to receive, because you've got something to believe in. Amen. So he finished speaking, so he said to them, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." They said, "We have worked all night and we haven't caught anything." "But," this is the key, "but because you said so." We're good at offering God excuses of why we can't do something. But in the midst of all those excuses, just say, "God, because you said so." I don't know how it's going to be done. I don't know when it's going to be done or who it's going to be done through. But because you said so, that's what I'm putting my faith in. That is what I'm putting my trust in, because you said so. Amen? I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Now here comes the overflow of why God is wanting you to enlarge your capacity to receive. So they singled their partners in the other boats to come on over and help them. And they came and filled all the boats so that they began to sing. They enlarged their capacity to receive after the word was taught. And they got blessed. They took God. They took Jesus at the word He said, and they let their nets down again. The fish were already there, and if they hadn't been, they would have been at the spoken word. So after Jesus' teaching session, He instructed Peter to launch out of the boat with nets for a catch. And He said, I'm just going to believe what you said. Miracles always precede the teaching and the ministry of the Word. Hallelujah. He had given up. He was cleaning his nets. He was going to the house. But Jesus is never late. The Word concerning your life is never late. We may think it is, but it's never, ever, ever late. He always has a right on time word for you. Amen. So the teaching expanded their ability, their capacity. Capacity is just ability. It's another meaning for it. To believe. The anointed word. The word that's anointed. When you receive that word, things have to change. Because there's power in the truth of the word. And whom the Son sets free is free. Not just free, but free indeed. Not just barely free, but free indeed. Free indeed. The fish was already there. The miracle was already there. The miracle was already there. God is never going to ask you to do something or to believe something that He has already not provided. The promises are before us. The promise is before us. The promise is before us. We need to believe God like Abraham, who left what was familiar and held on to the promise of God. He said, Abraham, you've got to get out of your country. You've got to get away from your family. You've got to get away from everything familiar. You've got to step outside of all that in order for me to bless you. Sometimes what you believe may cost you your family. It may cost you your friends. It may cost you to be misunderstood. But His rewards will outweigh all of that. Believe God like Noah, who had never seen rain, but he built an ark. Why? Because God told him to. And when he believed what God told him to do, he received the capacity to receive that word and built an ark because God told him to. Believe God like the centurion who knew one word from Jesus could bring life to a dead situation. If you said they could live, I'll take you at your word, enlarge my capacity to believe what you said. Believe God like David, who took a little rock and slayed the giant. Nobody else is doing anything about this, but I will take you at your word, God. He's defied your people. I will go out there and I will face him because I'm going to take you at your word. Enlarging their borders is leaving their comfort zone and increases their capacity to receive. We need to see our lives. We need to see our lives before us through the promises of the word. We need to see our lives through the promises of this word that's settled in heaven already. To believe that God is Lord is to see things as He sees them. Heaven's point of view. Amen. I thought this was interesting of the word breakthrough. And we talk about breakthrough a lot. A breakthrough is a sudden burst of faith that will take you beyond all previous points of past resistance. Woo! Amen. Give us a burst of faith that passes that resistance. Amen. As you go, you will strengthen. And so many times we're sitting waiting on God to do something. 1 Chronicles 4:10 in closing. We need to pray the prayer of Jabez. He cried unto the Lord of Israel, saying that you would bless me and enlarge my borders, and that your hand might be with me and you would keep me from evil, so it might not hurt me. And what did God do? He took him at his request. Amen. Stand to your feet. Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I see containers as big as that and bigger and all sizes in between. And we can take those containers and go to the waterfall and fill up our containers. I see people just go with these little big vessels. I said, look, if all those big vessels are back there, why are people going in these little mini vessels? And he said, because
wow.
And if it's small, then that's what you have the faith to pick up. You don't have the faith to pick up that huge monumental thing. But I do see someone who has this huge, huge, big, big vessel. And she's carrying it. This huge, big vessel. She's carrying it by herself like it don't weigh nothing. And she's going to the waterfall. And she's taking in everything that she can take.
True.
And it gets full and full and full and full. And it's so full it's sloshing over that she walks back to take it back to her place.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she can come back the next minute.
And get more.
Because the waterfall never runs out.
Amen.
The vessels never run out.
Amen.
Well, the size of the vessel that we pick up is based on the size of our faith.
Amen.
Because she had the faith to pick it up along with it. And unfortunately, some of us, including me, just have the faith to pick up a little smaller vessel, maybe, you know, and we're going and we're getting it and we're getting the blessings of God. But we're coming back in little containers. When all we have to do is have faith in the big one.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And come and get it filled up and take it back home with you.
Amen.
It's huge.
Yes.
I can't explain it,
Sister Shirley. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I knew something was going on with Sister Martha. I find that girl's seeing something.
Amen.
But this is what I want to say. This is a word to the church. Now, I think I'm I sat there this morning and I listened to this woman of God and the things that she said and the truth of the Word of God that she put forth. And all of a sudden, towards the end of it, the Lord said, let me share something with you. And he shared this. He said, if you had been sitting in an arena with 5,000 people and Joyce Myers was standing up there saying the same thing that Sister Shirley's saying this morning, or anybody else, Marilyn Hickey or any other woman ministering that has a wide following, he said, the truth that you've heard this morning is just as powerful and just as effective as it would be if you were sitting in a multitude of people and all of this excitement going on around you. And he said, all of the excitement is not what it's about. What it's about is the Word of God that you receive and the Word of God that you walk in. And you are not going to hear any better than what you heard this morning. And I just commend you, Sister Shirley, on your message this morning. That's all I got to say.
Have your faith this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your word today. And we're going to go and pick up a big, big container. You're doing something awesome, Lord. And we thank you for that. I just speak your favor over your people right now in the name of Jesus. I just see favor bouncing all over the place today. I call you blessed and highly favored of God. I call that you're the head and not the tail. I call everything that the enemy has stolen from you to be restored in this season. This is your season of overflow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Leave this place today refreshed. Today's the first day of the week. Don't wake up with the thought of a blue Monday on your mind. Don't let the enemy steal the song in your heart. The song that God's given you, and you know what that song is. Be free today in who God has called you, anointed you. He's given you the personality you have for a reason. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word today. And the church said, amen.